صلی علی محمد بار دیگر صلوات پر. بار دیگر صلوات پر. اب بہت اہم راتیں ہیں اور ان راتوں میں اپنے مرحومین کو یاد کرنے کا حکم ہے. ہمارے ایک بہت عزیز دوست کا بھی انتقال ہو گیا ہے, بہت بڑے باعمل عالم دین حجت الاسلام آغائے عطائی, اور آج ایک سید بزرگوار سید اعجاز علی شاہ صاحب کا انتقال ہوا ہے لندن میں, اور اسی محرم سے پہلے بھی بہت سارے دوستوں کا جن جن کو آپ جانتے ہیں انہیں یاد کریں, کیونکہ مرحومین جو ہیں ان کی روحیں ان مجلسوں میں آتی ہیں اور امید لگاتی ہیں کہ ہمیں بھی کوئی یاد کرے گا. تو اپنے اپنے دوستوں کو, اپنے اپنے بزرگوں کو یاد کریں, یقیناً اس کا بہت بڑا ثواب ہے. ہمارے ایک بزرگ دوست مرزا غلام علی صاحب تھے, مرحوم ہو گئے, خدا ان کی مغفرت فرمائے, اور ہمارے مرحومین والدین اپنے اپنے والدین کو بھی یاد کریں, اور جو جو لوگ بیچارے ہمارے ساتھ تعاون کر رہے ہیں, رضاکار ہیں, ڈی ایم کا عملہ ہے, ڈاکٹر صاحب ہے, ان کے مرحومین ہیں, اور جن جن مومنین نے حصہ لیا ہے جس طرح سے بھی. ایک بہت بزرگ مومن ماشاءاللہ بڑے ہی عمدہ مومن تھے جناب مرحوم ارشاد علی صاحب. سارے مرحومین کو جن کے نام یاد نہیں بھی آتے ہیں آج یاد کریں, آج اور کل ضرور یاد کریں, کو نوح خان ہے, عزادار ہے, ماتمی ہے, سب کے لیے ایک سورہ الحمد اور تین مرتبہ سورہ توحید کی تلاوت فرمائے. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمد للہ رب العالمین, الرحمن الرحیم, مالک یوم الدین, ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین, اهدنا الصراط المستقیم, صراط الذین انعمت علیہم غیر المغضوب علیہم ولا الضالین. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, قل هو اللہ احد, اللہ الصمد, لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, قل هو اللہ احد, اللہ الصمد, لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, قل هو اللہ احد, اللہ الصمد, لم یلد ولم یولد ولم یکن له کفوا احد. صلوات پر محمد و آل محمد. حضرت امام مہدی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام کے ظہور کے لیے دعا فرمائیں. امام مہدی علیہ السلام کا ایک فرمان ہے کہ ان بیچاروں کے لیے بھی سورہ فاتحہ پڑھا کریں جو اس دنیا سے بے اولاد چلے جاتے ہیں. کتنے لوگ بیچارے ہیں بے اولاد چلے جاتے ہیں, ان بیچاروں کے لیے نہ درود ہے, نہ فاتحہ ہے, نہ مجلس ہے, نہ ان کی قضا نمازیں ہیں, نہ قضا حج ہے. اسے بہت سارے مومنین ہیں. انشاءاللہ یہ راتیں بڑی اہم ہیں. جو جو اس طرح کے مومنین بغیر اولاد کے اس دنیا سے چلے گئے, جنہیں کوئی یاد کرنے والا نہیں, آج ان کو یاد کریں, ان کے لیے ایک سورہ فاتحہ پڑھیں. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمد للہ رب العالمین, الرحمن الرحیم, مالک یوم الدین, ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین, اهدنا الصراط المستقیم, صراط الذین انعمت علیہم غیر المغضوب علیہم ولا الضالین. صلوات پر محمد و آل محمد. بار دیگر صلوات. اس لندن میں, یو کے میں بہت ساری ہستیاں گزری ہیں جنہوں نے بڑا کام کیا ہے قوم کے لیے, اور انہیں بھی یاد کریں, اور پاکستان میں جن بزرگوں نے کام کیا ہے, کیونکہ ہمارا تعلق پاکستان سے اکثر آپ لوگوں کا, یا ہندوستان میں, ان کا بھی حق ہے. ایک بزرگ شخصیت یہاں جو ہمارے انگلینڈ میں گزری ہے, وہ مرحوم ملا اسکر صاحب ہیں, جنہوں نے ماشاءاللہ پورے یو کے میں بڑی خدمات انجام دی ہیں. اور اسی طرح سے پاکستان میں جو بڑی شخصیتیں گزری ہیں جنہوں نے بہت کام کیا ہے, شہید عارف حسین حسینی ہیں, اور اسی طریقے سے مولانا صفدر نجفی صاحب ہیں جن کی 100 سے زیادہ کتابیں اردو میں ہیں, ملت پر احسان کیا ہے, اور اسی طرح سے ڈاکٹر محمد علی شہید ہیں जिन्होंने काफ़ी काम किया है, कौम की खिदमत की है, बहुत सारे लोग हैं, और बुज़ुर्ग उलमा में आयतुल्ला बहजत का भी इंतकाल हुआ है, इमाम खुमैनी रहमतुल्लाह अलैह, आयतुल्लाह अल-उज़्मा आगा हुई, आयतुल्लाह अल-उज़्मा आगा अबुल पायगानी, जिनकी हम तकलीद में जो जो आप थे उन्हें भी याद करें, आयतुल्लाह अल-उज़्मा मराशी नजफ़ी, आयतुल्लाह अल-उज़्मा अब्दुल्ला शीराज़ी, हमारे सन के सदी के जो उलमा गुजरे हैं बड़े बड़े, उनकी बड़ी बड़ी खिदमात हैं, बाकुल सदर शहीद, उनकी तहकीक से हम इस्तफादा कर रहे हैं, शहीद दस्त गैब, आयतुल्लाह मलकी तब्रेज़ी, आयतुल्लाह शाहबादी, जितने बुजुर्ग उलमा हैं, मुकद्दस अर्दबेली, इमाम ज़माना अज़ल्ला ताला फ़र्ज़ शरीफ, ग़ैबत कुबरा से लेके आज तक जिन लोगों ने अपना खून देकर ये दीन मज़हब हम तक पहुँचाया है, उन सब को भी याद करें। और हिंदुस्तान की बड़ी शख्सियत मौलाना अस्करी साहब हैं, जिन्होंने तंजीमुल मकातिब की बुनियाद डाली, और ज़ीशान हैदर जवादी साहब हैं, जिन्होंने बहुत ज़बरदस्त तबलीग की है, इन सारे बुज़ुर्गों के लिए भी एक सूरह फातिहा पढ़ लें, बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम, आमीनुर्रहमानिर्रहीम, सलवात पर मोहम्मद, नारे तकबीर, नारे तकबीर, नारे रिसालत, नारे रिसालत, नारे हैदरी, नारे हैदरी, सलवात पर मोहम्मद। परवरदिगार के लाख एहसान हैं कि परवरदिगार ने हमें अपने महबूबों का इश्क अता फरमाया, कि पूरे यूके में एक तरह से ये अशरा जो है उसमें इनफरादियत है, एक खसूसियत है कि ये अशरा पूरे यूके में इस साल जो मना रहे हैं हम, उसमें शिया सुन्नी इकट्ठे मना रहे हैं, ये पहली मरतबा हुआ है यूके की तारीख में। नजर न्याज का बंदोबस्त जो है वो एक मोमिना सुन्नी जो है वो दे रही है, और बाकी इंतजाम आप देख रहे हैं यहाँ, जितने भी इंतजाम वो हमारे अहले सुन्नत के बिरादरान अंजाम दे रहे हैं, तो ये एक तारीखी अशरा है इस एतबार से, पहले यूके में ऐसे कभी नहीं हुआ है, और इंशाअल्लाह हर साल इसी तरीके से होगा। और क्योंकि टाइम की थोड़ी सी किल्लत थी, वो इंशाल्लाह आज हल हो गई है, और इसमें आज हमारे बुजुर्ग दोस्त, बुजुर्ग आलिम अहले सुन्नत के भी खिताब करेंगे, और कल भी इसी तरीके से प्रोग्राम होगा। और ये भी नहीं कि आपको थकावट का एहसास हो, हमने बीच में वक्फा भी रखा है, उसमें आप मातम करते रहेंगे, तो इंशाल्लाह अब 11 बजे से हम शुरू करेंगे, 12 बजे तक हम पढ़ेंगे, उसके बाद जो है आप लोग मातम करेंगे 1 बजे तक इंशाअल्लाह, और 1 बजे के बाद हमारे अहले सुन्नत के आलम दीन खिताब फरमाएंगे, उसके बाद हम खिताब करेंगे, और इंशाअल्लाह तफसीली मसायब जो हम बाद में पढ़ेंगे, अभी मुख्तसर मसायब ताकि आप नुहाखानी कर सकें, लेकिन पूरे तफसील से मसायब हम बाद में पढ़ेंगे। सलवात पर मोहम्मद वाले, और इंशाअल्लाह कोशिश करेंगे के 40 का जो अशरा है वो भी इसी तरीके से शिया सुन्नी हजरात मिल के मनाए, और ये इंशाल्लाह एक ऐसी सुन्नत होगी जिसका फायदा सिर्फ यूके में नहीं बल्कि पूरी दुनिया में होगा, कि दुश्मन जो है वो हमें दूर रखना चाहता है, और आज अगर मुसलमान अपनी खोई हुई ताकत वापस लेना चाहते हैं तो सिर्फ उसका हल यही है कि यूनिटी व तसम्मू बिहब्लिल्लाह जमीया वला तफर्रकू, कि एक कुरान का दामन थाम लें, एक अहल बैत का दामन थाम। सलवात पर मोहम्मद, बारे दीगर सलवात, बिस्मिल्लाह। الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله كما هو أهل والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وآله الطيبين اللهم كل وليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى وليان وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك ودمدعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
We were discussing on very important topic of creativity how you develop creativity in your children. This faculty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everyone. But any faculty when you are not using, you are losing. The most important part of your body is brain. And in your brain, most important faculty is faculty of creativity. If you develop this faculty, you can change your life very easily. By creativity, you can change the life of your family. By creativity, you can change the life of everyone in your city. Creativity is so powerful faculty. By creativity, you can change the life of whole country.
Even by creativity, you can change the life of whole world. Impact of creativity on the world. Look to the internet is a creativity. How much is in fact influence of internet on our society, on the whole world. So the most important thing is creativity. When parents don't know how to raise their children, they are destroying most valuable, most important faculty of their children by insulting them, but not giving them respect, not listening them. They are destroying everything. I am telling you two stories. There was one lady, she was 30 years old, but she raised up very bad condition. His father, mother, all, every time they beat her, they insult her, "You are foolish, shut up, don't say anything, you know nothing, you are dumb, you know, like that, stop it." And you know the words have power. When you say 100 times, 1,000 times, any person, "You are foolish, you are foolish, you are foolish," "No, I am foolish." You are killing the faculty of your children. So she was dull, her IQ were very low in schools. She failure, failure, failure. Up to 30 years, she was very low IQ, with very low IQ, with very low intelligence. What happened? In 30 years, she was driving, suddenly was terrible accident. And she lost her past memory. Understand? This is a true story. She lost past memory. When parents were saying, "You are stupid, you are foolish, you don't know nothing," she lost everything. And she started reading and writing, and she became scientist. Same guy. How we are killing our children? Because we don't know how to raise up our children. So the most important faculty is faculty of creativity. When you create new thing, you can change whole world. You are serving everyone. So I'm telling you one hadith, then you understand. The, what is the value of creativity in Islam? In hadith, sallu ala nabi. Most important thing in your body is the faculty of creativity. There was one companion of Prophet Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Was young man, he died, and Prophet was in graveyard. They put him in grave. They closed the grave. This time Prophet was like weeping. Other companions said, "Why you are weeping, oh my master?" He said, "What I can see, you can't see. What I can hear, you can't hear. I am watching that this man, this my companion, is in problem in the grave. Because the both side grave is pressing. And I am listening the voice of his bone is breaking. Why not I weep?" Now everyone start weeping. And they ask from Prophet, "We never seen his any sin. He was very young man, good man. He performed namaz. He was performed everything. He was fasting in Ramadan, giving zakat, hajj, everything. Because of which sin he is in problem?" Now you understand the value of creativity. What is the faculty of creativity? Prophet said, "Yeah, no major sin, only one sin. That is simam." What is that? He was speaking mostly all day and night. Prophet used one word in Arabic, la ya'ni. Means Law yani means any chatting or any speaking. When you are speaking, you are not getting any benefits in this world or after here. La yani discussion. La yani speaking means you are speaking about football players. Hours and hours. You are not getting any benefit. They are getting money. You are speaking about the cricket players. There is no improvement in your life. Astaghfirullah, some people are speaking for the actors, hours and hours. This is the speaking which destroys your power of creativity. Because you are not using the thinking brain, you are using the emotional brain. What you are getting, what is the benefit by these discussions? And people are chatting hours and hours. By unnecessary discussion, la yani speaking, you are destroying most important power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Look today, for example, israf. If you throw bread on the road, what's the price of the bread? It's 50 pence. But it's haram. Huh? If a chicken you're not eating, throwing, it's a haram, it's a sin, it's israf, it's major sin. But the most valuable thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Bismillah ar-Rahman, wal asr innal insan lafi khusr. Most important thing in your life is time. If you are killing your time, it's also sin. Most, what is your life? How you combine the life? Life means minutes, seconds, hours, days, nights, months, years. This is your life. So time is your life. If you are destroying time, who is destroying your life? So this is more dangerous sin than throwing bread on the road, throwing chicken on the road. Because you are destroying most important, most valuable thing in your life. You can't increase 1 hour. So by discussing, unnecessary discussion, you are destroying the power of your creativity. Salli ala nabi. But there are two enemies of your creativity. If these enemies are in your brain, you can't create anything. You will be not creative. There's no invention in your life. Two dangerous enemies are in your brain. First, remove these barriers. Remove these worst enemies, enemies of your creativity. Creativity will give you the happiness. Creativity will give you success. There are enemies of your success and happiness. What are those? There's a fear of failure. Fear of failure. Oh, if I will do this, I will be failed. I will lose it. Fear of failure, the worst enemy of your creativity, for your advancement. You can't create anything if you have fear that I will fail. Okay? And there is a lovely law in psychology. We say this universal law. And these laws are proved from Quran, from Hadith, from Bible. Why? Because this is, these laws, after the experience and after the research of the study of thousands and years, they make some laws. We say the universal law, like the law of cause and effect. We will discuss in the future, we have the time. I am going to, these laws are like laws of mathematics. 2 + 2 = 4, there's no doubt. Everyone can agree, Muslim, Christian, everyone. Like the laws of gravity, like laws of the physics. These are laws of universe. So in psychology, there's one very lovely law. We say law of expectation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in just a wonderful way. What you expect, you will receive that. If you expect, I will be failed, really you will be failed. If you expect, I will be winner, you will be winner. Do you know why?
When you expect, I will be winner,
when you say, I will be winner, you are getting energy from all your organs. Energy and power and emotion. And you will be pass. And you will be win. And when you are shaking, you say, I can't give a speech. When you say, I can't give a speech, means you are telling your brain, I am not able to do this. Like that one man, he said, come on, do some speech. He said, Hazrat. Then, because first he said, I can't do. Say, Hazrat. Then he, silent. Then he said, Hazrat. Then he silent. Then Hazrat. Third time he said, give me water. Say, it's self-defeating feeling. When you say, I can't do, really you can't do. My example, when I was only, I think, 6 or 7 years old, so I never came on the stage. I never gave any speech. But I don't know. When my other relative say, you are not able to give a speech, because in our town there's another boy came and he was giving good speech. So everyone saying, encouraging me, say, look, he's giving very nice speech. Why not giving a speech? I say, I can give a speech better than him. Even I never done any speech. This is the self-confidence. This is the law of expectation. And same thing happened. When I came on the stage, my speech was more better than him. Because of the law of expectation. And this law is also proved from Hadith. Sallu ala Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in Hadith Qudsi, what is your hope in my mercy? Oh my man. If your hope is 10%, you get 10%. If you hope 20%, I will give you 20%. This is the Hadith of Qudsi. If your hope in the mercy of God 100%, God say, I will give you 100%. So this is also one proof, the law of expectation is working in each and every field. Sallu ala Nabi. So fear of failure is the worst enemy of your creativity. Remove it. Your belief should be strong. And another worst enemy is fear of criticism. The people will criticize. If you have this fear, you never be creative person. Okay? If you have fear of the people, as we discussed, your locus of control is external. You are slave of people. Sallallahu alaihi Nabi. Because many people, they have ability to do and perform many great jobs, but they have fear of the people. Fear of the criticism. You can't improve society if you have the fear of the people. You can't do anything new. Only traditional things. Fear of criticism destroy your power of creativity. The all great people came and they start new thing. And they have done great jobs. They were able to bring revolution in the community. If you have fear of the people, you can't do anything. You have fear, this fear will destroy your all abilities and everything. Look, that's why الرِّيَاءُ وَالشِّرْكُ كُلًّا. If you are thinking about the people, people are criticizing me, so I will not do this thing, even this thing is good. It's a riya, it's show-off, it's a shirk. So remove this fear, then you will be a great person. You can change the community. You can change other people. But if you have the fear, you can't change yourself. Sallu ala Nabi. This is a very, very important issue. People, how you are teaching your children? Some parents say, don't do this thing. What people will say? Huh? This is the negative thinking that children are getting from the parents. Don't say like that. Give them formula. Do everything. First you have to check it. If I will do, my Allah will be pleased with me or not. Be sure. When you are sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy, then don't worry about anything. Sallu ala nabi. This is the teaching of Imam Hussain alayhi salam in Dua Ya Rabbi. That Imam Hussain told us, oh my God, if I know that you are happy, I don't care about the people. Even the whole world will be against me, but I will perform that thing. So be brave. If you have this fear, you are coward. You can't be a creative person. Remove this dirty thing. It's just like a disease. And another thing is very lovely. If you want to develop this creativity faculty, doesn't matter in the childhood what happened, but today you are able to develop it again. Sallu ala nabi. Sallu ala nabi. So very important thing is, don't make yourself limited. How you are thinking? Some people are thinking only about themselves. They are selfish. I become millionaire, I become like a big businessman, I become politician, I become minister, I become like that. This is, thinking is very limited. Change your thinking, thinking about other people. How can I serve mu'mineen? How can I serve my parents? How can I serve my other people? How can I serve my country? How can I serve whole community? Then change your thinking. Then you can get the creativity. When you are thinking only about yourself, you are limited. But when you are changing, you want to do something, you want to serve whole world. No, you are unlimited and you are unstoppable. You are unshakable. Do you know why? Because of your intention. When your intention is performing, making new thing, invention, new invention. For what? To serve people. How many poor people are in the world? How many orphans in the world? How many people are suffering from different problems? So I want to do something to help them. When this thinking is coming, you are becoming unlimited. Unlimited. Why? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you powers. There are unlimited power in the universe and you can get all those powers. Do you know in this world there are angels, there are other powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these powers are only giving service to those who are thinking positively. Sallu ala nabi. Then you will be extraordinary person. Not ordinary person. When you are thinking selfish, like a selfish person, your power is limited. When you are thinking for the whole community, your power is unlimited. Why? Because Allah is giving you. You are getting the power from all universe. Look to the Imam Khomeini. He was 86-year-old person. 86-year-old. How he was able to... He has done a great job in the history in this century. A great revelation. Look how, from where he was getting power. 86-year-old man. Because of his thinking, because of his emotion, he was not selfish. There was no change in his life, even he was everything in his country. Same his clothes, same small house, same food, because he was not selfish. So that's why the whole universe was giving him power. Sallu ala nabi. So that's why Islam is saying, in 24 hours, it is, you are a human being. You have to think, what I have done today for community? Did I serve any person? In 24 hours, what I have done? Nothing? If I have done nothing in the 24 hours, then I am worse than animals. Do you know the animals are also giving
milk to humanity, to community, to human being. But I have done nothing. Then I am worse than trees, because trees are giving oxygen to the people. I have done nothing. Only I am selfish. Even I am worse than the stone. By stone we are making the buildings. There's no benefits from my existence to others. How can I say I am human being, I am Mu'min? First we have to prove that we are human being, then Muslim, then Mu'min. Sallu ala Nabi. We are not human being then. We are selfish. Only I, me, that's selfish. Very necessary. Every day before sleeping, think about it. What I have done for the community? What I have done for the Mu'mineen? What I have done for the Muslimin? What I have done today for the human beings? Don't sleep. You see, if you have done nothing, maybe someone say, Maulana, we are poor guy, we are a student, we have money, how can we give to any? No, without money you can help people. I am giving you the formula. I am giving the technique. You can serve 1,000 Mu'mineen every day. Not ordinary service. You can give a valuable thing, more than $1 billion, to 1,000 people every day. Every night if you follow Islam. Sallu ala Nabi. And within 5 minutes I am telling you how you can get that sawab. You can serve at least 1,000 people, 1,000 Mu'mineen all over the world. And you are able to give them a gift which is more valuable than $1 billion. Do you know why? What is that? It's very easy. Every day, many people are dying in the world. Maybe more than 1,000 in the world, Muslimin, Mu'mineen. And you know, who is the real faqir, who is the poorer, most poor person in the world? We are thinking, who is without food? Islam is, no. Most poor person is that his action books is now closed. He can't increase any sawab and he can't decrease any sin. This is the most poor person in the world. The person who is dying. Dead people. Every night, more than 1,000 people are dying. Okay? You can give them great gift. You can recite namaz washat for them. It's only 2 rakat. Give them sawab. And really, this 2 rakat namaz is more than $1 billion for them. Because millions will not help them in the grave. This namaz will change their life. What is the namaz? It's only 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I am reciting namaz washat qurbatan Allah, sunnat qurbatan Allah. First you recite alham, recite ayatul kursi. Even you have in the book, if you don't remember, then you can look at the book. And second rakat recite alham, then 10 times surah inna anzalna. And after like namaz fajr, give the sawab any mu'min, any Muslim in the world. Look, you are helping, you are giving services. So it's no excuse. Not only by money. This is the real money for them. Sallu ala Nabi. So we have to teach our children. Do you know when you are giving service to people, your self-esteem is increasing automatically. And also you are developing the faculty of creativity. Then you will get the power of whole universe. Even angels will giving to help you and giving you power. So no, you are not limited. You are unlimited. And after that, most important thing for the creative person, if you want to develop this most important thing and this character in your children, then the house should be real house. There's no fighting, there's no shouting. If the husband and wife is every day fighting with each other, there is no peace of mind, then children are dying. This faculty is dying every day. And that's why, if you want your children, super kids,
There's no shouting, there's no fighting, especially between husband and wife. Otherwise you are killing, you are both killing, you are the cause. Killing the most important faculty of your children, then you have to, when you go and grave, the same punishment. Because this is the most valuable thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. Sallu ala nabi. And the other thing that I told you about the goal setting. Without goal setting means unlocking the power of creativity. Your creativity is locked. You need key. And the key is goal setting. Without goal setting, you are not able to develop this faculty. It's unlocking the faculty of creativity when you are making your goals. Your financial goals, your educational goal, your religious goal, your spiritual goal, your social goal, many goals. Every day you think and make goals. What can I do for the community? What can I do? Which kitab, which book I can write? How can I serve the people? By thinking, you are making muscles of your brain. And faculty will be developed. And muscles will be stronger and stronger. It's very, very important, goal setting. And after goal setting, the most important thing in the goal setting is develop the mind of your children such a way. Develop their power. Which power? Is will power. When they have will power, they can achieve their goals. If their will power is not strong, they will be failure in their achieving their goals. Sallu ala nabi. So the willpower is also very important thing in your life. Develop this willpower. And today I am telling you most powerful technique. If you use this technique, I am sure your life will be changed. You can change your life very easily. This is easiest way to change your life, improve your life. If you have any bad habit, you can remove this bad habit by using this technique. For this habit of smoking, you can remove this habit. Any other habit, and that habit is cause of your failure. Do you know, if 1% is a successful man in the life, the success is effect. You find what is the cause. Is the law of cause and effect. We are saying that everything has cause. If 1% is failure, there are some causes. If 1% is success, there is some causes. If 1% willpower is very strong, there is causes. This law and cause and effect is most important law in philosophy, in Bible, in Quran, in psychology. لَيْسَ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَسَى. The Quran is telling us. And also Bible is saying. And also psychology. Also, this is the universal law. Every success has cause. Every failure has cause. You find the cause and you will be successful. Sallu ala nabi. So I am going to tell you most important tool in your life. You can remove any bad habit. You can develop any good habit. And this is easiest tool if you use it. Do you know why we are performing anything? There's only two causes. Our actions are effect. Okay? And only there are two causes. All our activities are because of two things. Doesn't matter activity in mosque, activity in ground, activity in office, activity in ground, in school, in college, in shop, everywhere. It's the most important point which I am going to tell you. All your activities are effect and only two causes. We are doing everything because of two things. What is that? One is avoid from pain, and second is getting, achieving pleasure. Which pleasure? Physical pleasure or spiritual pleasure? All our activities because of two reasons. Avoid from pain, gain and achieve pleasure. So pleasure and pain are true blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salwa ala Nabi. Now I'm coming on the real topic. Animals are suffering from pain and pleasure. Animals are controlled by pain and pleasure. If we also control by pain and pleasure, there is no difference between us and animals. All people today suffering, and they have depression, they have stress, they have tension. Why? Because they are controlled by pain or pleasure. Their level is animal level. Okay? This most lovely point, this point, if you understand, is really most valuable point in your life, will change your life if you follow this point. $1 million points, $1 billion point. All animals are controlled by pain and pleasure. Because they haven't brain. They haven't thinking brain, they have only emotional brain. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us two brain, emotional brain and thinking brain. When you are not using emotional brain, you are also controlled by pain and pleasure. Then you destroy your this life and their life. You are like animals. Because of pleasure of 5 minutes, people are doing adultery and then suffering from AIDS, cervical cancer, this disease. Because they are controlled by pain and pleasure. Okay? Anything like that. They are going to pub. Why? Because they are controlled by pleasure. And doing sins and destroying their heart. And they have many problems. So all our activities causes pain and pleasure. If pain and pleasure is controlled on you, is controlling, you are controlling by pain and pleasure, you and animal, there is no difference. That's why Quran says, Ulaika kallanam. Many people, majority, they are like animals. Because they are controlled by pain and pleasure. Balhum azallu. But they are worse than animals. Why? Because animals are without a thinking brain. Allah says, I gave you thinking brain. Why are you not thinking? Why are you controlled by pain and pleasure? What is your personality? You are nothing. Where is your willpower? Zero. So look, when you use pain and pleasure, then you can get perfection. You are using. You are getting control. When you are using pain and pleasure, then really everything will be easy for you. Then you are successful. You are most happy person in the world. You are most great person in the world. Then everything, you can do what you want in the world. Because now you are not slave of the pain and pleasure, but you are the master of the pain and pleasure. Sallu ala Nabi. So this is the half story. Half thing is remaining. We have to understand. The philosophy of the pain and pleasure, if today you understand, you can change your life easily. No problem in your life. You can remove any habit and develop any good habit. This is really golden point. Understand the philosophy, pain and pleasure, these are the greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. Use it. And the best tool for changing your life, for your improvement, for your development is pain. Pain is best friend. If you understand the importance of the pain in your life, Sallu ala Nabi. Now I'm giving you the point. If you want to get complete control on your life, many people, they are controlled by life. They are not controlling their life, but life is controlling them. They are slave of the life, because they are slave of the pain and pleasure. If you want complete control on your life, it's only one way. You have to use pain and pleasure. You have to control pain and pleasure. Look, your brain is not like animal's brain. Your brain is not like computer. Anything. There's another lovely law in psychology, law of explanation. How you are explaining your brain? If you explain your brain, this is pleasure, you will enjoy anything. Coming in the night, in cold weather, It's 12:30. Is pain or pleasure? Tell me. Why you're here? It's near 12. It's weather is cold. Sometimes it's annoying, but you are here. Why? You have to sleep this time. It's discomfortable. Coming here in this weather, snowing, -5, -10, and you are coming here, it's discomfortable. But why you are coming? Why you not feeling pain? Because you are explaining your brain, this is the most pleasure in my life. Coming in Majlis Imam Hussain and crying for him is the most important thing in my life. So when you are explaining your brain is pleasure, he is giving you pleasure. Understand? It's just like computer, how you use it. If you tell him it's a pain, then he releases the hormones and you will go in stress. So look, the law of explanation is telling you how you are explain your brain, anything. If you explain this is the pain, you feel pain. Beating your chest is pain or pleasure? Why we are beating? It's pain. We are not feeling pain. Why? We are doing Mahatma on fire. Doing Mahatma on fire is pain or pleasure? It's a pain. Why not we are feeling pain? Because we are explaining our brain, it's not pain, it's great pleasure. We are lover of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So we are feeling pleasure. Whole life will be changed. If you use the law of explanation, so now it's your choice. It's your choice. How you are explaining your brain? Wake up in the midnight. It's discomfortable. You're tired. But if you explain your brain, wake up in this time is most pleasure in my life. Because I will wake up and I will pray midnight prayers, then in my grave I am not alone. There is no darkness, there is no snake, there is no scorpion, there is no fisharikab. So it's pleasure for you. Then you're explaining your brain like that. But if you're not explaining, then it's discomfortable for you to wake up at midnight. So there was one alim, he was crying in the morning. His students came, why my teacher you are crying? Because his one son was ill, they were thinking he died. That's why he's crying, his whole face was like a person that his father died or his son died. He said, why you are crying? Your son is okay? He said, okay, so then why you are crying? He said, I have done qaza my midnight prayers. Allah. Understand? But we are doing qaza namaz fajr and we are laughing. Because we are not explaining our brain how much great loss is this if we qaza our namaz. You have choice. You can develop yourself. You will be like Salman Farsi, will be like Abu Zar Ghaffari, you will be like Imam Khomeini. You have choice. How you are explaining your brain? Explain your brain. All good things, tell him it's a pleasure. And all bad things, tell him it's a pain. This technique, actually, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was telling his companion how you use this technique. It's not the psychological technique, it's the technique we learn from Hadith, Sallu ala Nabi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Technique of pain and pleasure. One day all companion was there. Prophet said, can you put your hand in fire? All companions said, no, nobody can. Only one finger? No. Why? It's very painful, Prophet. Oh, my master. Okay. Then Prophet said, can I tell you about the fire of hell? The fire of hell is 40 times more hotter than this fire. When you're not ready to put your one finger in this fire, don't do any sin. When you're doing sin, you are throwing your body in the fire of hell. This is the technique the Prophet is teaching us. And one young man, he used this technique and protect him from great sin. There was a young man in the town, he was doing tabligh. There was some bad guys, they were selling drug and misguide youngster. So he was pain in their neck because saying, don't do this haram, don't do this. He was doing Amar bil Maruf. Any person do Amar bil Maruf, the bad people will be against them. So the bad people, these heroin sellers, they say, we have to do something, then we kicked out this guy from our town. So they plan. They gave some money to prostitute. Midnight you go and cry, help me, someone rape me, help me, help me. This is the moment he will help you, and then you do something, and then we will say he has done adultery. And then we kicked out him from the town. And same thing happened, this woman, prostitute, came and she was crying and weeping, help me, help me. He was full with the mercy. He came out. He helped him. He was alone. He said, come in my house, I will help you, I will save you. But after that he understand this is the plan. Then she was inviting him for the sin. Anyway, he was not masoom. He was a human being. So emotion was increasing. Then he used this hadith. This best tool which protect you from haram. He went near fire. He said to his nafs, oh nafs, you want me to, I will do this great sin. You want throw me in hell. It's okay. First you taste this fire. If you will taste this fire, then I will taste that fire. He put his one finger in the fire. And when one finger goes, all emotion cool down. But then again this woman attack. Shaitan attack. Nafs Ammara attack. Then again he put his another finger. Don't make me Jahannami. Don't destroy my future. This taste, this pleasure is for a few minutes. Because here you use your thinking brain. Short-term pleasure or long-term pain. What do you want? Short-term pleasure for the few minutes and long-term pain in grave, in barzakh, in the day of judgment. Which is better? Of course, we have to control. So one is all fingers. And when Namaz Fajr, he went to mosque, and he performed two rakat. Namaz Shukrana. Oh my God, I am grateful. Only my fingers burn in the fire. But I saved myself from the fire of hell. Salu ala Nabi. So understand, this is the best tool the youngster can use and remove any habit. But do you know how can you use? This pain and pleasure, believe, must go in your subconscious, not only conscious. It takes time. Subconscious, it must go in your subconscious. Then your theory will be strong. And you need some meditation, you need some kite, how these things will go in your subconscious. The most important thing is subconscious. Because for example, we are eating anything since 10 years, okay? Only when we smell it, we want to eat it. Right? Because that smelling is in our subconscious. The people who can't stop smoking because of that. When they feel the smelling, they say, we want to smoke. Where is cigarette? So it's a technique. You can remove these dirty things from your subconscious and put new programming in your subconscious. All good things is great pleasure and all bad things is great pain. Salli ala Nabi.
जी, तो जैसे अर्ज किया था कि अभी गैप होगा और इंशाल्लाह एक घंटा मातम करेंगे, उसके बाद हमारे अहले सुन्नत के आलिम भी पढ़ेंगे, हम भी पढ़ेंगे, आज का भी प्रोग्राम ऐसे है, कल का भी ऐसे है, और इंशाल्लाह ये पहली सुन्नत कायम की जा रही है आपके यूके में कि शिया सुन्नी इंशाल्लाह कट्ठे जो है हम अशरा मनाएंगे, और इंशाल्लाह ये हर साल सिलसिला जारी रहेगा। सलवात पढ़ी मोहम्मद वाले। बस एक नुक्ता जो बहुत अहम है, मैंने पहले भी अर्ज किया था कि शैतान जो है वो सिनेमा में नहीं होता, पब में नहीं होता है, कुरान कहते हैं वो सिरात मुस्तकीम पर बैठा हुआ है। लिहाजा अपने अकीदे को भी हजार हजार मरतबा चेक करने की जरूरत है, और अपने एक्शंस एमाल को भी हजार हजार मरतबा हमें चेक करने की जरूरत है कि हम जो कर रहे हैं हमारा अकीदा सही है, बिलीव सही है, जो अमल कर रहे हैं वो भी खालिस है या नहीं। क्योंकि शैतान करता क्या है, जो भी अमल आप कर रहे हैं ना, वो ये नहीं कह रहा अमल नहीं करो, वो कहते मैं सिरात मुस्तकीम पर बैठा हूं, थोड़ा सा टेढ़ा कर देता हूं, थोड़ा सा टेढ़ा हो गए तो जितनी तेजी से भी जाए, जितनी रहमत से जाए, मकसद से दूर होते चले जाएंगे। सलवात पढ़ी मोहम्मद वाले। ये भी
وخاتم النبيين أبي القاسم محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. مجلس میں آنے والوں، پروردگار نے آج ہم سب پہ خصوصی کرم کیا ہے. رات کے دو بجے اور یہ مجلس حسین شاید پورے انگلستان کی آخری مجلس ہو. یہ سونے کا وقت ہے، اس وقت اگر روتی تھی کینا روتی تھی. آپ نے دو بجے کی مجلس میں شریک ہو کر سکینہ کا ساتھ دیا ہے کہ بی بی آپ اکیلے تنہائی ہوتی تھی. دیکھیے ہم بھی رو رہے ہیں، اور انشاءاللہ بی بی سکینہ سے کہیں گے کہ بی بی قیامت میں بابا سے کہیے گا کہ ہماری شفاعت. ہم نے آپ کی سنت منائی ہے کہ آپ بھی آدھی رات زندان میں کہتی تھی ہائے بابا مجھے نیند نہیں آتی، بابا ہائے بابا میں تیرے سینے پہ سونے کی عادی تھی، مجھے خاک بنی ہائے بابا میرے کان زخمی ہے، میری گردن میں رسی کا زخم ہے بابا. اے بابا مجھے نیند نہیں آتی، شامیوں نے شکایت کی یزید سے ایک بچی آدھی رات کو بین کر دی ہے، بچے سو نہیں سکتے. آئے آئے یزید سید نے سزا کیا دی حکم دیا سکینہ کو تنہائی سلام اس سے پہلے جو ماتم ہو رہا تھا عربی میں راگیوں نے یا ماتم کیا یہیں سے مولا حسین کو سلام بھیجا مولا دور سے سلام بھیجنا آئیے ہم بھی دور سے سلام بھیجیں السلام علی حسین سب مل کے میرے ساتھ مولا حسین کو سلام کہ اگر مولا نے جواب دیا تقدیر بدل جائے گی انشاءاللہ السلام علی الحسین ایک حسین پہ سلام بھیجا دوسرا کس پہ دوسرا اس مظلوم جس چلتے ہوئے خیموں سے زینب نے نگاہ نہیں معلوم بی بی نے سجاد کو کیسے نکالا ہائے میں قربان زینب کی جرت پر تین دن کی پیاسی بہتر کا زخم دیکھنے والی زینب ہائے سکینہ کو بھی نکالا سجاد کو بھی جلتے ہوئے خیموں سے نکالا ابھی قبلہ مولانا نے فرمایا مولانا صاحب نے خوب اشارہ کیا وہ قیدی امام جو کربلا کے بعد جس نے خوشیاں منائی یہ جملہ بڑا درد بھرا ہے مدینے کے قصائیوں نے عہد کیا جب تک سجاد مدینے میں ہے ہم گوش پر کپڑا رکھ کریں گے کوئی سجاد ہائے گوش کے ٹکڑوں کو سجاد سے کیوں چھپاتے تھے جب میرے مظلوم امام کی نظر گوش کے ٹکڑوں پہ پڑتی تھی ہائے بابا کی پاما شیاد آتی تھی نبی کا نواسا تھا تو زہرا کا لال تھا بابا تو قابل تو نہ تھا تیری لاش پہ گھوڑے دوڑائے عزیز وہ امام زین العابدین وہ میرا مظلوم امام وہ قیدی امام آئے جب دیکھتے تھے کوئی حیوان کسی قصائی کے ہاتھ میں قصائی ذبح کرنا چاہتا ہائے امام دوڑتے آتے تھے قصائی کا ہاتھ پکڑتے تھے ایک جملہ کہتے تھے خود بھی روتے تھے بازار گرلا آئے کیا فرماتے تھے بھائی سے پانی پلایا او میرے بھائی سے پانی پلایا ہے یا نہیں قضائی فرما دادا مولا میں مسلمان ہوں مولا میں حیوان کو ذبح کرنے سے پہلے کچھ گلادا بھی کچھ بلادا بھی ہوں بس اتنا کہتے تھے کربلا کی طرح منہ کر کے کہتے تھے ہائے میرے پیارے بابا ہائے میرے غریب البدل بابا او بابا سلمان حیوان کو ذبح کرنے اگر بابا آپ دین دل کے پیاسے تھے اور یہ میرے کے ہاتھ میں خنجر روتی آنکھوں سے انشاءاللہ سلام بھیجیں گے کربلا سے بھی جواب آئے گی وعلیکم السلام اور ٹوٹی ہوئی قبریں بیمار سے بھی آواز یقین جانیے تقدیر بدل جائے گی سب ملا پیار سے روتی آنکھوں سے السلام علی الحسین و علی علی ابن الحسین و علی اولاد الحسین کس کس کو سلام بھیجا اولاد حسین میرا سلام علی اکبر کے زخمی سینے پر میرا سلام علی اسکر کے زخمی گردن میرا سلام یتیم سکینہ پر انشاءاللہ دعا ملے گی وہ ننی سی چھوٹی سی قبر جو شاہ ہے اگر اس نے ننے ہاتھ اٹھا کے آپ کے لیے دعا مانگی یقین جانیے تقدیر بدل جائے گی قبر نورانی ہو جائے گی اب السلام کے بعد کس کو پرسا دینے آئے ہیں امام زمانہ کو یوسف زہرا کو ایک سلام ادھر بھی بھیجیں اے مولا مہدی کب تک جنگلوں میں اکیلے محرم منائیں گے مولا دیکھیے رات کے دو بجے آئی مولا یہ نوکر آئے غلام آئے آئے مولا آیا اس دعا جس سے مولا سے ملاقات ہوتی ہے جس دعا پڑھنے سے عشق امام زیادہ ہوتا ہے جس دعا پڑھنے سے دعا مستجاب ہوتی ہے یہ وقت وہ ہے اگر ایسے ہی کوئی دعا کے لیے ہاتھ اٹھائے خدا رد نہیں کرتا اس وقت آپ کے آنکھوں میں آنسو زبان پہ دعا اور امام کی دعا اور وسیلہ دعائیں ندماؤں کے جملے پڑھ رہا ہوں سب مل کے پڑھیں جتنے سمجھ کے پڑھیں ابن یاسین زاریات سب مل کے امام کے لقب ہے ابن یاسین اے فرزند یاسین اے فرزند رسول سب مل کے امام مہدی کو بلائیں ابن یاسین زاریات ابن طه محکم یاسین يا ابن طه والمحكمات. کیا کہنا چاہتے عزیزان علی ان ار الخلق ولا ترا. اس جملے کو کس طرح سے بیان کروں اے خدا, اس جملے کو بڑے بہترین انداز سے سمجھانا چاہتا ہوں. رات چاند کو نہ دیکھے وہ رات اندھیری, اگر رات چاند کو نہ دیکھے وہ رات اندھیری, اگر بچارن ہو کر غمگین آئے, اگر ازادار حسین مہدی مالا کو نہ دیکھے. ازادار کس سے دل کی بات کرے, اے مولا سب کو دے مگر آپ کی زیارت سے محروم, سب مل کے بے نفسی الدار, بار بار کہیں جان آپ پر فدا, بے نفسی انت بے نفسی انت الا متا یا مولا. مولا کب تک جدا کا داغ لے کے زندہ رہوں گا مولا, اے مہدی مولا. آج ہزاروں عاشق آئے پوری دنیا سے فریاد کر رہے ہیں مولا جنائیے. آئے کتنے لوگوں نے اپنی جان قربان کر دیا تاکہ مہدی مولا جلدی آئے دنیا کو ظلم سے پاک کر دے. آئے مہدی مولا اگر ہم گنہگار ہیں اس قابل نہیں تو آج دنیا کتنے شہید ہیں, کتنے شہیدوں کے چھوٹے چھوٹے بچے. ہمارے قائد شہید عارف حسین, حسینی بھی شہید, کتنے شہداء جو بے گناہ مارے گئے, کتنے سجدے مارے گئے, کتنے مسجدوں میں مارے گئے, کتنے عزاداری میں مارے گئے, بے گناہ مارے گئے. آج آدھی رات کے وقت ان شہداء کے بچے خواب سے بیدار ہوتے ہیں, بابا کا بستر خالی دیکھتے ہیں, ماں سے پوچھتے ہیں بابا کب آئیں گے. ان کی مائیں کہتی ہیں تمہارے بابا امام زمانہ پہ قربان ہو گئے, تو بچے ہے امام مہدی کب آئیں گے. اے ہزاروں یتیموں کی امید مہدی مولا, ان یتیموں کے صدقے میں آئیے. سب مل کے مہدی مولا جلد آئیے, ظلم سے پاک کیجئے. جواب مری مولا جلد آئیے, مری مولا جلد. زمانہ کا ایک وعدہ ہے, یقیناً سب سے زیادہ وعدہ نبھانے والے ہیں. فرماتے ہیں جس مجلس میں عباس کے مصائب پڑھے جائیں میں اس مجلس میں ضرور آتا ہوں. اے خدا عباس مہدی مولا عباس حضرت عباس کے مسئلے تک مولا ایک قدم اس مجلس میں رکھے, آنے سے یقیناً اس محفل نورانی ہو جائے گی. آئے عزیزوں عباس کی شہادت پڑھنا بہت مشکل ہے, بہت سخت ہے. بار بار اجازت لے رہے ہیں مولا مجھے اجازت دے, جنگی حسین اجازت نہیں دے. بہت دیر ہو گئی بہت شہید ہو گئے, کہتے مولا مجھے اجازت دے حسین اجازت نہیں دے. فرماتے ہیں عباس تو میری فوج کا سالار ہے. عباس فرماتے مولا وہ فوج کہاں ہے جس کا میں سالار ہوں, میرے سپاہی ہو دیکھو سر پہ میرا انتظار کر. عباس اگر جانا ہی چاہتے ہو تو گھر میں جاؤ, سکینہ کا مشکیزا لے کر جاؤ. آئے 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 عباس خیمے میں آئے, بی زینب سے اجازت لینے آئے. آیا کا زادی میرا آخری جناب زینب نے فرمایا عباس میں تجھے روکتی نہیں ہوں مگر تھوڑی دیر بیٹھ جا میری ایک بات سن. حضرت عباس ادب سے بیٹھ گیا. آقا زادی فرمائیے. جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہ نے فرمایا عباس سنو, ایک دن میں کمرے میں تھی بابا کی حکومت تھی, بابا مسجد سے آئے مگر بہت رو رہے تھے. بابا میرے پاس آئے, بابا کبھی میرے ہاتھوں کو چوم کے رونے لگے, کبھی سر کے بوسے لے کے رونے لگے. پوچھنے لگی بابا رونے کا سبب کیا ہے؟ فرمایا بیٹا زینب ایک منظر دیکھا ہوں علم امامت سے, منظر مجھے رلا رہا ہے. بابا نے رو کر فرمایا زینب ایک دن آئے گا یہی کوفہ کا بازار ہوگا, تیرے ہاتھوں میں رسیاں پہنائی جائیں گی, تیرے سر سے چادر اتاری جائیں گی. مگر بابا میرا فقط ایک سوال ہے, کہو بیٹا زینب کیا سوال؟ بابا دنیا میں جس بہن کا ایک بھائی ہو اس کا بھی کوئی نام نہیں لیتا, اللہ نے مجھے 18 بھائی عطا کیے ہیں, اور اللہ نے مجھے عباس حسین جیسے بھائی دی. تو بابا نے رو کے فرمایا بیٹا زینب نہ حسین نہ عباس. سنیے زینب کا جملہ, فرمایا حافظ عباس میں سمجھ گئی میرے ہاتھوں میں رسیاں گرد گری خدا. چلے سکینہ نے مشکیزا آئے کاندھے پہ رکھا, سارے چھوٹے چھوٹے پیاسے بچوں کو جمع کیا, فرمایا بچوں تمہیں مبارک, میرے چاچا کبھی میرے چچا کبھی خالی نہیں آتے, سب کو پانی ملے گا تمہاری پیاس ختم ہو جائے گی. آئے چلے عباس علمدار, اور اس قدر حملہ کیا فوج یزید بھاگ گئی, زکیا مشکا ہائے چلو میں پانی لیا. اے عزیز ایک جملہ کہنا, پانی کو دیکھتے ہیں آپ کو آپ کی تصویر آتی ہے, ہائے مگر عباس نے جب پانی دیکھا اپنی تصویر گویا نظر کا پیاسا چہرہ نظر آیا, پانی پھینک دیا نہیں پیا, آئے پانی نہیں پیا مشکیزا بھراؤ. ادھر سے ظالموں نے حملہ کیا, کسی طرح سے پانی حسین کے خیمے میں نہ جانے سے حملہ ہوا, زخمی ہوا مشکیزا کو دور سے سنبھال, ظالموں نے حملہ کیا باز زخمی ہوا, مشکیزہ کو دانتوں سے سنبھالا. عباس کے ہونٹ ہلے, فرمایا میرے اللہ مجھے اپنی جان کی کوئی فکر نہیں, بس سے پیاسوں تک پہنچ جائے. ابھی دعا ختم نہیں ہوئی تھی ایک تیرا مشک میں لگا اور سینے میں داخل ہو گیا. اب ابا دوسری دعا مانگی, او میرے اللہ تو اپنی مذہب خود جانتا ہے, اگر میری دعا قبول نہیں ہوئی میری دوسری دعا قبول کر لے. سنیں گے دعا کیا تھی, فرمایا اگر پانی خیر نہ گیا اب میری لاش بھی خیر شرمندہ ہوں. ادھر سے گویا پروردگار نے فرمایا عباس تیری پہلی دعا بھی رد نہیں ہوئی, امتحان ہے تیری پہلی دعا کا, ہم نے صلاح یہ دیا کہ تجھے قیامت تک کے لیے باب الحوائج بنا دیا, اب جو تیرے دست آگے گا ہم کبھی اسے رد نہیں کریں گے. آئیے پاس گریں گے. ادھر سے حسین خیمے میں پکاری حسین کیا ہو رہا ہے, علامی دائیں جھکا کبھی اب تو علم گر گیا حسین کی آواز. زینب میری کب ٹوٹ گئی میرا ابا میرا ابا گیا. حسین مولا عباس کے سرانے آئے, عباس کا سر گود کوئی تمنا ہے. ہاں مولا ایک تمنا, اما نے بتایا تھا میری ولادت ہوئی تو سب سے پہلے آپ اور سب سے پہلے جو چہرہ میں نے دیکھا تھا وہ آپ کا تھا. چہرہ دیکھ کے دنیا سے مگر ایک آنکھ میں تیر ہے دو آنکھ میں خون بھرا ہے. مولا اگر زحمت نہ ہو تو ابا کے دامن سے میرا خون صاف کر دیں تاکہ میں آپ کی جیب بھر کے زیارت کروں. مولا یہ بھی زحمت نہ دے اگر بازو سلامت ہو. مولا حسین نے خون صاف کیا, عباس نے جیب کی. اب مولا فرماتے تیری پوری ہو گئی نا, کہتے جی مولا. مولا حسین عباس میری بھی ایک تمنا ہے پوری. فرمایا عباس میری بھی ایک تمنا ہے, تیری زندگی گزر گئی کبھی گائے کے نہیں گا رہے کبھی مولا گا نہ کہا مجھے بھاگ کے سینے لگا لے سینے لگا. اب سب امامت کی حیثیت سے مدینہ کیا تجھ سے وعدہ او مرتے مر See you. Yeah.